Well, good morning. How's everybody today? Good. So glad to see you all here today.
Fabulous. Good. So, today is Transfiguration Sunday.
I know what that
does. You knew that.
What does that mean?
What is transfiguration? Anybody know? Yeah, what does it mean? I don't know either. Isn't that a great word, though? Sounds like a rock band. Transylvania. Transport. If you're transporting, you're going from
one place to another.
Which is sometimes called changing location, right? So transfiguration means to be changed. Yes. You were. Now, you sound like me in school. I was just going to say that. I know. Okay. Well, I got to thinking about how can we understand transfiguration? I know. You're always got the right answer. Well, in the story today, Jesus went up to a high mountain with Peter, James, and John, and they saw, and he was transfigured before them, and they said he shone white, more, it was whiter than any bleach could ever make your dirty socks. It was bright, and just so bright, it was like a bright light. Jesus, sort of like this, only whiter. So I got to thinking, what are some things that we see transfigured? So I brought something. Now, usually I say to do things that we do in church. Not today. Do as I say, not as I do. The pastor is going to play with matches. So what is this? It's a light. Fire. There's the word I was looking for. So, tell me this. What is fire?
Fire means
something. Fire is something that is a flame, which a flame creates by really flame minerals.
Well, okay.
That's called trance.
Now, all of the people out there are also wondering what fire is. Because, right? Because the answer is fire. Right? Thank you. Here's what fire is. That's putting the fire out. Okay. So I'll pretend. Fire is the rapid oxidization of a material in the presence of oxygen, right? Oxidization. It is the rapid excitation of molecules, which then transform fuel into light and energy. Now, you all knew that that was fire without knowing that it was the rapid oxidization, right?
It's not fire.
Well, it would be, except my friend here keeps blowing it out, so I'm kind of holding off on the whole fire thing, okay? You knew that it was fire, even though you didn't know how it happened. And the same is true of the transfiguration of Jesus. We're not exactly sure how it works, but we know that Jesus is transfigured. He's changed. But, you know, my little friend aside, what is this good for? If we don't use it, no blowing of the light out, you will ruin my whole children's sermon. And I only have one good one in me a day anyway. So here's the deal. What good is it if I just stand here and hold this? Is it any good?
No.
You have to use it for something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we use the light for? Can you look around? Do you see any lights anywhere?
No.
Look up here. What's up there? There's a candle up there. It's a light. And it tells us, it reminds us that God's Spirit is here. And what about these lights up here?
Automated.
They are not.
These ones up here are automated.
Yeah, those are some more lights, and they're kind of a fire too. We're putting God's work, God's transfiguration to work, and God is putting God's transfiguration to work in you. You see, the fire that's in you is the Holy Spirit. Unless you've been to my house and had my chili. The fire in you is the Holy Spirit. And God is working with the Spirit in you, in your heart, so that you can bring God's love to the world. So we may not totally understand how fire works or how the Spirit works, but we know that it works in you. So the one thing I want you to take away from this today is never play with matches. That's the first lesson. That's a no, 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 no. If you find a match, what do?
Don't mess with it.
Do you give it to your mom or your dad or your uncle? The second lesson is to remember that God's light is in you. You are a noisy bunch. Thank you. Go back to your places.